I mean, that's the number one reason people have always supported me, is they know that they can count on me to tell them the truth, to assess the situation and give them a straight answer and not give them some political answer. They know that I'm not interested in getting attention or being in politics for any, you know, for any other reason other than on the mission to try to improve the government for the people. Nothing has really changed in New York. It's only gotten worse. You know, as New York State has plummeted it to one of the worst states in the nation to do business. It's one of the worst, highest tax burdens, the second highest energy burden, the largest out-migration rate, the largest loss of manufacturing jobs, the largest hit Obamacare with the failure of the healthcare exchanges in New York State, and some of the highest Medicaid burdens put on local governments than any other state in the nation. So yes, it's been, those are the issues. Another, you know, issue that's really important to me as a business owner is the so-called TPP, or the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and the free trade deals that have been, I think, poorly negotiated by the leadership in both parties, I might add. And I think that that's something that we need to correct. And I've written extensively on this topic. I've been published in the Washington Times with a fellow manufacturer who also runs probably the oldest manufacturing facility in the nation, started by none other than our famous historical figure, Paul Revere, in Rome, New York. So yeah, these are big issues. We need to create jobs, not to send jobs overseas, not to create deals that are threatening the sovereignty not only of the U.S. government, but also the protection of our full faith and credit in our local U.S.-based businesses. We need to be selling our goods and services overseas, and the trade deficit is so great now because of these so-called fair trade or free trade deals that we need to reverse that trend and start bringing jobs back here and bringing the wealth of what was once in the United States back here. And he's been directly impacted by trade deals. So we have one of our biggest customers, almost $1 million a year customer, was because of trade deals with Mexico, has moved their plant to Mexico, and they were New York based. So they're, you know, a huge client that we lost that we have to try to replace, and that results in loss of jobs. And unfortunately, that's what happens to our very small business. We only have, you know, between 65 and 70 employees in a small manufacturing business in the heart of the 22nd Congressional District. Incidentally, it was founded 70 years ago. We are struggling to stay here, but we certainly want to make New York a more hospitable place for business rather than leave. That's what I'm on a mission to do. I think the establishment on both sides is determined to keep someone like me from getting an office, who is the quintessential outsider, who is someone who's going to tell the truth and support the public always over the political class. And I think I expected this. I mean, they're terrified. They don't want anyone to go in and actually help the people. They want to promote the other party, the other candidates. And if you look at the dynamic, it's split every which way you can possibly split it. I mean, we've got tons of money being plunged in by Ray Halberter and his Grow the Economy PAC. His paid surrogates are out supporting either one of my candidates, as long as it's not Claudia, because I've for a long time told the truth about, you know, what Halberter has done to our economy. Interestingly, someone would call themselves the Grow PAC when they've just devastated our community and our economy. I think everybody takes an oath of office to uphold the Constitution, and that's what I've done. New York State Constitution obviously is a little different than the federal Constitution, and one of the obligations we have as a member of the State Assembly is that we are to provide for a sound basic education for the grade 1 through 12, interestingly, it's not K through 12. And we also need to provide for people with special needs, the elderly and the needy in our communities. That's something that the state constitution requires. So I support many of those initiatives, you know, all of those initiatives, actually, because they're constitutional. You know, I don't see this whole artificial description of what's the moderate, who's a conservative, who's a what. I mean, I really believe that I align pretty much perfectly with this district on almost every issue.